Chaos Bag says, oh my god, not the minus six again. Oh my god, come on. Oh, what is it with the minus six and all my key tests? What is it? Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel who have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these playthroughs. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's play some Arkham Horror LCG. On today's Game of the Day, we are continuing our Return to the Forgotten Age campaign with Winifred Habermock. Lettuce Folk had asked me to play this campaign with Winifred, and we kicked it off the other day with Winifred in the Return to the Untamed Wilds. Unfortunately, that scenario did not go very well for poor Winifred. The Chaos Bag decided to throw a couple minus sixes at us at a very bad time, and we were only able to escape by resigning, and so we were able to avoid taking any trauma from the scenario itself, but we did take a physical trauma during the interlude because I decided we didn't bring along the bedroll. We did bring along food, though, so we do have, we will not take the resource penalty at the beginning of the Doom of Esli. And we also brought the binoculars, which was fortunate because we only have we only earned 2 experience points, so we were able to upgrade our deck slightly. We are playing a deck built by Anti Markovnikov over at Arkham DB. Remember, there is a link in the description down below if you'd like to check out the original version of the deck. Not much we can do with 2 experience points, so we just upgraded lockpicks 0 to lockpicks 1. So we don't have to worry about them being discarded on us if we get a bad pull. But and really, the only other change to the deck is we were able to add Alejandro Vela to our deck. So we'll see how long he lasts once we get into the Doom of Esli. So hopefully this run will go a little bit better than the last one did, and who knows? We shall see. We are set up and ready to go in Octagon. Just a quick reminder that to fill out the survey, if there is a particular investigator or scenario you would like to see me play on Game of the Day, and if you prefer to listen to these episodes as a podcast, you can head over to my blog at thewhisperindarkness.blogspot.com and either download it there so you can listen to it at your leisure, or it's also, you can sign up for the RSS feed, and these episodes are also available on iTunes and Google Podcast. So we're set up. We have Winifred here at the entryway, so we can, if we decide to use the torches, we, if you watched the previous episode, you'll know that the way I'm doing the supplies in this is I'm sort of just buying them as I decide I need them, rather than sit down and figure it out ahead of time. I just want to get into the game and play. So if I use supplies, then I will mark them off against my total. I have 10 supplies. So far, I believe we've used 3 because we ended up purchasing food and the binoculars. So if we want the torches, that's going to probably set us back, I believe, another 3. So we may end up doing that this scenario because we do need, we may want to trigger the entryway in order to deal with the exploration deck. This is the Return to the Doom of Esli on hard. Just a quick reminder, the skulls are -2, -4 instead if there is a doom on your location. The cultists and tablets are minus X, where X is the total amount of doom on locations in play. I don't believe we added any of those tokens to the bag, considering we didn't deal with, Ichitaka showed us the what for and kicked us out of the jungle unceremoniously. And, of course, that Elder thing is reveal another Chaos token, place one Doom on your location. And as we are well aware, there is a -6 lurking in the deck somewhere. lurking in the chaos bag, and we certainly felt its impact in the first game of this campaign. So hopefully we will not see it too often this time around. I think we're ready to draw our opening hand, so we'll shuffle up our deck and see how we do here. For our opening hand, we get Daredevil, level 0, Lucky Cigarette Case, Nimble, Quick Thinking, and Leather Jacket. I think we're going to keep the Lucky Cigarette Case and mulligan everything else, because don't want any of that stuff. We need to take, actually, a physical trauma before I forget that. We will add that on there. So we've mulliganed 4. We're going to draw 4 cards. We get Liquid Courage, the 25 automatic, another Leather Jacket, of course, because we did mulligan 1, and 1 Nimble, because we mulligan 1. So our mulligan, of course, in a typical Man from Lang fashion, we mulliganed 4 cards, and we get 2 of those cards back in the when we redraw. So that's unfortunate, but what can we do? So we will be looking for lock picks. Maybe we can get the Lucky Cigarette Case down, but it's going to be hard to succeed by 2 or more investigating here at the good old entryway. So let's gain our let's start this game off. It is turn 1. We will gain our 3 actions. So we can play the Lucky Cigarette Case. That seems like a good plan. But we don't have any way of investigating at the moment, which is kind of unfortunate. I think we'll have to draw a couple cards. The alternative is, I don't think we can, okay, we can explore, so we can keep going, but I feel like 2 shroud location is probably about as good as we're going to get here. So let's play the Lucky Cigarette Case as our first action. We do have the 25 automatic, which is fast. We can save that. We probably want to get Liquid Courage down at some point, although I'm not too worried about taking the horror. We do have 7 sanity, which is pretty good. Let's draw a card. We get Lonnie Ritter, the feisty mechanic. She'll give us +1 combat, but that doesn't help us with investigation, and we will draw 1 more card. We get a perception. Okay, that will help us next turn. Unfortunately, not this turn. We have used all of our actions. So we go to the upkeep phase. We draw a Hatchet Man. We go to turn 2, 1 doom of 7, because the agenda gets +1 doom threshold per player. And our encounter card is going to be Ancestral Fear. We either have to choose 1, place 1 doom on our location and discard Ancestral Fear, or place Ancestral Fear in the victory display, and it has Surge. So we will add it to the victory display. Let us throw it up there. So we have Vengeance 1 already, and it surges into the Tyndalos Alpha. Wow. That's bad. All right. This is one of the new cards. I have not seen the Tyndalos Alpha before. Let's see what this thing does. 4 combat, 3 health, 4 evade. Don't like either of those. Monster extra dimensional Tyndalos, alert and retaliate. So it has all the bad keywords. After Tyndalos Alpha attacks, you shuffle a non-story asset you control into your deck, moving all damage and horror from that asset to your investigator. Discard Tyndalos Alpha. Shuffling non-story asset you control into your deck, move all damage and horror from that asset, and then it is at the end of the enemy phase, discard Tyndalos Alpha. Oh, okay. So he just shows up for a turn. Interesting. And he deals a damage and a horror. So we need to get rid of this guy. How do we do that? We don't have a very good spread of icons in our hand, unfortunately, to evade this guy. We'd be going 5v4. 5v4 for the evade, and we'd have to discard. We could go 7v4 to use Winifred's ability to draw us a card. I do want to draw some cards. Unfortunately, Nimble isn't going to do us much good because there are no locations on the table, and Hatchet Man won't do us much good because we're not planning to attack this thing this turn. If we can just discard the Tyndalos Alpha. So let's try to evade it. First action, we will commit the Nimble and the Hatchet Man during that phase. Then because we've done that, we get to draw a card, which is another leather jacket. So we are going 5-6-7-V4. That's pretty good, I guess. Chaos Bag throws us a -3. That's where we need to be. Three up before the pull. Otherwise, we will be in trouble on hard difficulty. Lucky Cigarette Case does not trigger because we did not succeed by 2. But the Tyndalos Alpha is evaded for the time being. And we could kill him, but there's no point. So that's going to be that. I think what we will do now is investigate the entryway. Second action, we will commit the perception to this. So we will be going 3-4-5-V2. 5-V2, Chaos Bag says we get another -3, so we do succeed. We do get to draw a card with the perception. We get an unexpected courage. That's pretty good. Another tool we can use to investigate until we get our lockpicks down. We do grab this clue. And I think we should explore. So let's go exploring. We have a new exploration deck. This is all new for me. I haven't played this scenario, so at least in the Return To mode. I've played this scenario so many times in non-Return To mode. This can be a tough one. So let's start exploring. As our final action, we're looking for red, green, or blue. We get the Sealed Passage. And we get to move to it. I believe that's still draw a top card. If connecting location, put it into play, move to it. All right, so the sealed passage. Check your supplies. If you have the Key of Estli, search the exploration deck and all set aside cards for the Chamber of Time and put it into play. If it is Act 1A, skip directly to Act 2A. For the remainder of this act, Sealed Passage is connected to the Chamber of Time and vice versa. Group limit once per game. We do not have the Key of Estli. I'm not even sure how we get the Key of Estli, to be honest, but I assume it is in one of the new locations. So we will need to go keep on searching. We will be going yellow, red, or circle, square, star next turn. We will go to the enemy phase. The Tyndalos Alpha is discarded. So I'm glad to see him go away. And we will go to the upkeep phase. And we will draw a card. We get Watch This. And that's going to be it. So let's go to turn number 3. 2 of 6 doom. We draw the Vengeful Serpent. Another enemy. Wow. We're kicking this off by confronting all of the enemies in the tomb here. Vengeful Serpent 2/2/2. Hunter. Humanoid monster. Serpent Forest. After you draw Vengeful Serpent, draw each Vengeful Serpent in the victory display as well. There are no Vengeful Serpents in the victory display. So we just get the one. is a hunter, which is really annoying. Deals a damage and a horror. We could kill this guy. We could play the 25 automatic. Evade him and then shoot him. It's just a question. How many of these guys do we expect to see in this scenario? So let's get our actions back. There we go. Let's play the 25 automatic. It is fast, so we can do that without incurring attacks of opportunity. We will evade. So first action, evade. We're going 5v2. Be nice to get a nice to succeed by two on this, so we could draw a card. We get a zero, and we do succeed by two. So after we succeed by two on a skill test, we can exhaust the lucky cigarette case to draw a card, which we will do. We get another perception. Good. And now we can... so this guy is evaded, but we can shoot him now. So we get plus two fight and plus one damage. So we are going 5v2 for a 5v2 to kill it. So this is our second action. Oh, we forgot to shuffle a card into the... before I forget, let's do that. We have to shuffle a card into the exploration deck, since we did... knew I was going to forget that at least once. All right, so we are shooting this guy 5v2. Do we want to commit anything? We could commit... watch this in a leather jacket. That would get us another card. And we could spend a resource to gain a couple resources. Seems like a good idea. Let's do that. So we will commit the leather jacket and the watch this. We will add one resource to watch this. Draw a card for our ability. We get Daredevil. So we're actually going 5, 6, 7 V2. Chaos Bag says... throws us another zero, so we do succeed. So we get two resources back from the watch this. And this guy is dead. The Vengeful Serpent is killed. And we have one action remaining, so we might as well go exploring. We have a couple of options available to us. So let's shuffle up that encounter, that exploration deck again. So we're looking for circle, square, or star. We get heart. We get plus sign. We get the Tomb of Ancients. We get the Snake Pit. Uh-oh. We get the Ancient Hall. Okay, we managed to pull out the... we managed to pull it out in the end there. It was looking pretty grim. We have to shuffle a card in. So we'll do that. Move to the Ancient Hall. Now, if this is as bad as the last one on it, Ancient Hall enters play with one Doom on it. We can take an action to flip a Doom on Ancient Hall to its clue side. Check your supplies. If you have the compass, flip one Doom to its clue side. All right, so there's a Doom on the Ancient Hall. Three shroud location. That's going to be a little tougher for us to do. We do have some tricks up our sleeve, though, that we can pull off to grab that clue. So, and it is connected to yellow and yellow in the heart, the orange heart. So we're looking for the key of Esli so we can get to the tomb. Once we have the key, we can search for the Chamber of Time. All right. Hopefully we can draw the I'm out of here in time, so we can just resign once we get to the Chamber of Time. That would be awfully nice. All right, well, that's going to do it for our turn. There is nothing to do during the enemy phase. We go to upkeep. We draw Hatchet Man. We will go to turn four. Four of six Doom, and we draw Curse of Yig. That will go in our threat area. We have minus one combat, minus one health, and we gain the Serpent trait. We can test Willpower 2, which is plus one for each vengeance point in the victory display. I believe we have the Ancestral Recall or Ancestral Fear. Ancestral Recall is a magic card, of course. It is Vengeance 1. Actually, we need, I believe, this guy goes into the victory display as well. Is it each card in the Vengeance or Vengeance Point? Vengeance Point. So that's going to be a difficulty 3. I don't think we're getting rid of that anytime soon. We do have a Liquid Courage and Unexpected Courage. We could commit to that. We'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, V3, but that just seems... That doesn't seem like a very good odds, at least on hard. So we may just have to live with that for the time being. All right, let's go to our turn, and we will get our three actions back. Now, we can flip a Doom on Ancient Hall to its clue side. We need three clues. We could get three clues here if we were to flip a Doom to its clue side. So I say we, first off, let's try to investigate here. We're going to commit the Unexpected Courage and the Perception. And we're going to draw a card with that. We get a quick thinking. So we're going to go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7v3, Chaos Bag says plus 1. Hey, look at that. There is a plus 1 in the hard Chaos Bag, which is nice. We get to exhaust Lucky Cigarette Case to draw a card. There are our lock picks. That will make life a whole lot easier. We also get to draw a card for Perception. We get another copy of Daredevil. So that was a very good turn for card draw for us. That is definitely one of the powers of Winifred. When she is firing on all cylinders, she can draw a lot of cards. Now, we want to get the lock picks down. We could convert this Ancient Hall to a clue and play our lock picks. I think that is what we will do. So we will add a clue here instead of the Doom, and we will play our lock picks. All right, I fixed that little issue. I think I probably what I did is I updated the deck in ArkhamDB, but I did not actually update the deck, the physical deck. So we have lock picks out. We can get three supplies on there, but I suspect they will be. We will have enough. And we need one more clue so we can advance. We go to upkeep and we draw a Guts. That is, maybe we can get rid of this Curse of Yig. What would we be? It'd be three. Again, we're two, three, four. We would need to really commit a lot to get rid of that Curse of Yig, and I'm not sure it's worthwhile at the moment. So we will move on to turn five, four of six Doom, since we got rid of that Doom on the Ancient Hall. Our encounter card is going to be Crypt Chill. Oh, that's bad. Four willpower. That's not going to be easy for us to beat. Being a one, the best we can do is get up to four, unless we basically dump our hand to it. Which sucks. I think we're just going to have to lose the 25 automatic, to be honest. I'm not going to commit anything to this because the odds of us passing this on hard is very remote. So we're going to go 1v4 and we get a 0. Well, look at that. We might have passed. So we'll lose the 25 automatic. Unfortunately, the lucky cigarette case and the lockpicks are going to help us draw cards and get through our deck. So that's going to stay. All right, we've got a pretty full hand. We can grab this clue here now. So we'll go to the investigation phase. We've got our three actions. We will exhaust lockpicks to go 5, 6, 7, 8, v3. 8v3, and we could commit... we could go Daredevil. Daredevil quick thinking, maybe, to get an extra action. This would be our third clue, so maybe an extra action would come in handy here. We'd have to get a skill, a rogue skill, which would probably be a quick think, another quick thinking, which we can't really do. Or we get anything I can do, which is... We'll save it for now. We'll save it for when we really need an extra action. So we're going to go 8v3. The chaos bag says another 0, which is great. We will exhaust the lucky cigarette case to draw a card. We get an unexpected courage. We grab this clue. Now we have three clues. Now... we could advance. I'm not sure the wisdom of advancing, but let's spend our three clues to advance. All right. We shuffle the Chamber of Time location into the exploration deck, and we check our supplies. If we have chalk, we can remove this act from the game. Otherwise, it goes to the victory display and gets Vengeance 1. So let's go find the Chamber of Time. Look at all cards. There is said chamber. It goes into the exploration deck. And I believe that is all we have to worry about. I do want to check one thing before. I do want to check the... I wanted to check what the chamber was before I... can't remember what the symbol is on it. I don't think we can get to it from the ancient hall, though. So maybe we go back. Anything else we have to do? We have to add this to the victory display. And then we go to this one. So only investigators in the Chamber of Time may spend the requisite number of clues as a group to advance. And yeah, so that's that. All right, we've got two actions left. I think we want to go back to the secret passage. The sealed passage. But we don't have the key of Etsley, which would really help us out get to that secret passage. I keep calling secret passage. It's the sealed passage. All right. Well, let's explore. We've got yellow and heart as options. I believe we've got two encounter cards in the deck. So we get... There's an unsuccessful exploration. We draw merging timelines. Discard the top five cards of your deck. For each card in your hand that matches one of the discarded cards by title, discard that card from your hand and lose one action. Shuffle each weakness discarded by this effect into your deck. Well, that's pretty nasty. Okay, so discard top five cards. Let's just throw them up here. There's a backstab. There's a liquid courage. There is arrogance. There is lockpicks. And there is nimble. I believe the only card that we have is liquid courage. So we discard the liquid courage and lose an action. And then we shuffle the arrogance back into our deck. Arrogance goes back into the deck and we lose everything else. Didn't like that very much. We did lose an action, so that's going to end our turn. Unsuccessful exploration. All right, nothing during the enemy phase. We go to upkeep. We have to discard a card now. We drew an extra Lonnie. I think we can discard one of our Daredevils. We'll save Lonnie just in case. We have five resources, so we can get her down now, which would be which wouldn't be bad. And then we can maybe start using Lonnie and the leather jacket together. So that's going to do it for upkeep. We go to turn six, five of six doom, or five of seven doom, since it gets plus one. Our encounter card is going to be Final Mistake, test two agility. This test gets plus one difficulty for each doom on your location. If you fail, take two damage. We have no doom. We're going five of two. We get another plus one. We can lucky cigarette case that if we want. So let's draw a card. There is arrogance. We must commit it to an eligible skill test. It subtracts. If we succeed, return this skill to our hand. So we're basically committing arrogance. And does that work for her? Two different non-weakness. So until we fail a skill test, we are subtracting one from our... we are subtracting one skill icon. But we do pass the final mistake very easily. All right, let's go to our turn. I guess we'll just keep exploring since we want to find the key. There is the other weakness that was, or the other treachery that was shuffled into the encounter deck. Put Deep Dark next to the agenda deck. No more than one clue can be discovered from each location by each investigator each round. At the end of the round, we discard Deep Dark. I'm just going to put that in my threat area so I can remember it. So that was an unsuccessful exploration. Let's go exploring again and see if we can't cover some ground. So we're looking for the yellow circle or the orange heart. Chamber of Time has the sort of hourglass symbol, so that's, we know that now. Grand Chamber won't work. Snake Pit won't work. Mosaic Chamber will work. So we shuffle all these back in, along with an encounter card. And we move there. So Mosaic Chamber, three shroud location with one clue. Check your supplies. If you have a canteen, the chamber accepts your gift of water. Remove one doom from anything in play. Now, this gives us the option of the snake pit. Has that nasty, has that T symbol. So we know we can get there. Three shroud location though. So we can investigate here. We can go three V. We can exhaust lockpicks to go eight. But we're going seven because of arrogance. 7v3 enough? I think so. 7v3. That puts us four up. Chaos Bag says zero. So we do succeed. And we return arrogance to our hand. We grab this clue. All right, we need one more clue. And we need to get to the chamber. Deep dark, we could only discover one clue, so that is fine. We go to upkeep, we draw anything you can do better. I'm going to discard our other daredevil because I don't see myself using it. So now we can actually get rid of the Curse of Yig if we want. We can give it a shot. Deep Dark goes away at the end of the round. And that is going to be that. We go to turn 7. 6 of 7 Doom in play. Encounter card is Entombed. Entombed. We are entombed. Winifred falls into the entombed. So we need to escape. Put entombed into play in your threat area. We can't disengage from enemies or move. We have to test 4 willpower or 4 agility or 4 combat to get out. We can do that. I think what we do here, we can go, let's try to break the entombed. So we will commit arrogance because we have to, hatchet man and quick thinking. So we're going to go 5, 4, 5, 6. 6v4, is that enough? Probably not. 5, 6, 7, down to 6. Let's throw the unexpected courage to that as well. We will draw a card. We get our backstab. So we're going 6, 7, 8v4. Chaos Bag says. There's that -6 again. Son of a... All right, so we fail to break the entombed, but we do get to discard arrogance to that, unfortunately. But that we spend a lot of cards on that for nothing. Entombed drops by 1, so we're down to 5v3. Man, do we just go for anything I can do better on this one? I think so. Man, we even missed the extra action again. Let's go. We're 5v6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and we draw a card. There's another guts. 12v3. Chaos Bag says -1, so we do get rid of the entombed this time. And, shoot, I really don't like our hand at the moment. I guess we just play Lonnie. I don't want to go exploring because I can't remember what the snake pit does. And I think we end up with 3 vipers in the pit. And I really don't want to have to deal with that with no actions remaining. So let's play Lonnie. For 4. Gives us a little bit of soak to work with. We're going to get the new... we draw another lucky cigarette case. And we are going to advance. So 7 of 7 Doom. So spawn the set-aside Harbinger at the location with the most doom. There is no location with the most doom on it, so we'll spawn him at the entryway, I think. Unless this Harbinger has special text. So this Harbinger... 2 combat, 2 fight, 10 health per investigator, 4 agility, alert hunter, retaliate. While this enemy has 5 or more damage per investigator on, it gets +2 fight, -2 evade. After a successful attack or evasion against this enemy, place one resource on it. Then if there are two resources, it vanishes. Well, we're not really in very good shape to deal with this guy, unfortunately. That action really, losing that to that minus six was rough. All right, we've got 13, a doom threshold of 13 to work with. We draw an encounter card, which is Wrath of Yig. Test 2 willpower. This test gets plus 1 difficulty for each vengeance point in the victory display. I believe that is currently 3. I believe that is 2, maybe. That is the wrong card. Victory display has 2 in it, right? Yeah. Okay, so the victory display is 2. So this is going to be plus 2. This test gets plus 2 difficulty. If we fail, we put a poisoned weakness into play in our threat area if you cannot take 2 damage. I think we're just getting a poisoned weakness, unfortunately. Ah, we've got guts and a lucky cigarette case. I say we... yeah, let's try it. We'll throw it. We will pitch a guts and a lucky cigarette case to this. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4... 4v4, that's pretty bad, but we do get to draw a card. There's Reckless. Chaos Bag gives us a minus 3, so despite our best efforts, we still have to add a poisoned weakness to our deck. I believe to our threat area. Yes, we do. All right, so poisoned doesn't have any effect until we end this game. We may need to spend one of our supplies on antidote to get rid of that. Lots of willpower tests. Not good for Winifred at all. All right, what does Reckless do here? We have to commit only to a skill test you are performing that has no other cards. If we fail, we return it to our hand. But we can actually get through this pretty easily. We will lose 2 resources if it's in our hand. All right, let's go exploring. We are still searching for a way to... still searching. We find the bloody snake pit. Look at that. All right, well, the snake pit is connected. Snake pit is actually connected to the chamber, though, so that's good. That has potential, but after you put snake pit into play by exploring successfully, but before moving to it, spawn 1 set-aside Viper enemies there. Check if we have the binoculars. You may choose not to move to Snake Pit. Otherwise, you must move to it. Okay, so we have to go get a Viper. But we do have the binoculars since we purchased those. So there is a Viper at the Snake Pit. And that was a successful exploration, so we have to shuffle a card in. Now, the question is, do we move here or not? Move, evade snake, investigate? After you put snake pit into play by exploring successfully, but before moving to it, we spawn, check supplies, we have the binoculars, you may choose not to move there, otherwise we must move to it, but it is next to the chamber. So I think we move there. We engage the snake, we engage the pit viper, We will try to evade the Pit Viper. We are going to go 5v3. That's not good. 5v3, Chaos Bag says 0. So we do evade the Pit Viper, and we do succeed by 2. So we will exhaust the Lucky Cigarette case. There's I'm out of here. So we have an easy way out of this scenario, if necessary. So we evade the Pit Viper. And then we are going to use our final action to investigate with the lockpicks. We can commit Reckless to this test. We are going 8v1. Chaos Bag gives us a -3. So we do succeed. So we get rid of the Reckless. We grab this clue. And we are done. Enemy phase, the Harbinger moves. He can go red, green, or star. I guess he goes to the Ancient Hall. So he's a little ways away from us. And then upkeep, we ready everything. The snake shows up again. And we draw our other 25 automatic. So that's good, I guess. We can shoot something if necessary. All right, it is turn 9. 1 of 13 doom. Our encounter card is a deep dark. We can only discover one clue at a location. That's fine. We need to evade the serpent and then explore, because we want to find the chamber. So we're going to go 5v3 to evade. We get a -4. That's a failure. We will try to evade it again. 5v3. We get an Elder Sign. I'm drawing an Elder Sign with her. That's a +1. And after the skill test ends, for every 2 points you succeed by, return a card you committed. We committed no cards, but we did succeed by 2. So we will get Lucky Cigarette Case. We draw Quick Thinking. Pit Viper is evaded, and we will explore. Let's hope we get the chamber. We get a final mistake, unfortunately. We're going 5v2. We get a 0, so that is a failure. We succeed, but we don't get to move, unfortunately, which is really bad. All right, we go to the upkeep phase. We did not draw a card, so we have to shuffle all those into our deck. We are taking a horror. We will draw a card. We get a daredevil. This guy engages the Pit Viper, engages us, and during the enemy phase, the Harbinger move to the mirror chamber. So we're in a bit of trouble here. Harbinger is on his way. We need to... Deep Dark is gone, though. And that's all she wrote for that turn. So we will go to turn 10. 2 of 13 doom. Encounter card is Creeping Poison. Each investigator who is poisoned takes a damage. That will surge into another merging timelines. Discard the top 5 cards of your deck. Anything you can do. Perception. Backstab. Unexpected Courage. 45 automatic. We lose the 45 automatic, I believe, if that is how that works. Discard that card from hand and lose an action. So I think that was the only card. Yes. So we lose our other gun, unfortunately, and an action. So we're down to two actions this turn. Harbinger's making his way to us. We will go to the investigation phase. We need to evade the serpent. We're going to go 5v3. I'm going to save my commits for the when the Harbinger arrives. Chaos Bag says Elder Sign again. So we get a bit of luck here. We get rid of the Pit Viper. Now we can try to explore. We really need to find the chamber. We get the Tomb of the Ancients. Unfortunately, that the Harbinger can get to us there. Tomb of the Ancients, check your supplies. If we have rope, move to a revealed location up to three locations away until the end of the round. Tomb of the Ancients is considered to be connected to that location and vice versa. It is connected to the chamber, though, but we do have to shuffle another card in, unfortunately. We have the two clues we need. It's just a matter of getting out of here, if we can at this point, I think. All right. That was our final action. Enemy phase, the Harbinger catches us. We take two damage and two horror. Lonnie will take the horror for us, and she will take one of the damage, and we will take one of the damage. And that will be it. I'm just hanging on to that I'm out of here, because that's going to be our ticket out of this place. If we can get past this guy. All right. Well, that was enemy phase upkeep. We draw a leather jacket. We go to turn 11. 3 of 13 doom. We draw an obscuring fog. Well, that's sort of a whiff, because I'm not planning to investigate this location at all. We don't need to, so I'm not going to bother. Let's move everything over a little bit so we get a better view of what's going on here. So now we need to evade the Harbinger. We could just fight him. Choose an item asset controlled by an investigator at your location. Heal one damage from that asset and one from Lonnie. So if we want to get the leather jacket down, let's do that. The leather jacket is fast, just in case we get attacked again here. So the leather jacket is fast. We'll play that down. We'll try to evade the Harbinger. We're going 5, 6, 7. We're committing Daredevil, so we discard cards until we get a rogue skill. We get a watch this. That is a rogue skill we can do. Okay. And we might as well throw some resources on it. We'll throw 3 resources on this sucker. Okay, so we're going 5, 6, 7, 8. 8v4 for the evade. Chaos Bag says, oh my god, not the -6 again. Oh my god, come on. Oh, what is it with the -6 and all my key tests? What is it? Why do I always draw the -6 when I need to make a key test? What is going on here? That is unbelievable. truly unbelievable. This happened in the last game, and it's happening again, where I'm just drawing that minus six just every time I need to make a key test. So he attacks us. Shoot. Now we're just going to have to... This is just awful. This is just awful. I did forget to draw a card with her ability, so I will do that now. We get Nimble. All right. So those all go away. We get attacked. Can I stay alive here? The coat will take a damage. We will take a damage and two horror. Okay, we can exhaust Lonnie and spend a resource. To heal a horror off Lonnie and off the leather jacket. God, that was just... What is it about the minus six and this deck? Every single time I need to pass a skill test. It's just, what can you do? All right, well, we used Lonnie's ability, but we still have a Harbinger to deal with, and we're running out of cards in our hand to do anything with here. Unfortunately, Nimble doesn't do us any good. I mean, it's an icon. Now, do we use the... I really don't want to use that I'm out of here, because that's our ticket out of here if we can swing it. I mean, our other option would be to try to hit the Harbinger. We'd be 2-3-4-V2. The Harbinger could just end up killing us here, which would be really, really irritating. Because what I'm thinking here is if we commit Lonnie and the leather jacket, we'd be going 2-3-4-V2. We'd get to draw a card. If it has an agility skill icon, we could then try to evade it again. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. It seems like fighting it seems like the better odds at this point. So we're going to go 4v2. We draw a card. We get our weakness, of course. Son of a... When it rains, it pours. We needed a card with an icon, and we didn't get it. So we're going 4v2. Chaos Bag throws us a minus three. Oh, son of a... Son of a... So we fail again. He attacks us. I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play I'm out of here to resign. I think we're just in a bad position at this point. We should reset and try again. I think we'd have better luck if we... The deck was drawing pretty well this game. I'm convinced that Winifred can beat this. I don't think the Doom is a huge issue. It's just a matter of... We just got a really bad pull. We got a really bad pull with that minus six, and now our hand is sort of depleted, and if we keep, we don't really have the cards we need in order to evade. So I think we'll play I'm out of here to reset this one. Now, what will be the best way of doing this? I think what I'm going to do is I will record, I will stop here. I'll record the new game separately, since otherwise this will just be too long. So yeah, that was our first attempt at the Doom of Esli. Things were going pretty smoothly until the Harbinger came out, and then again that minus six hit us. I think we were four up, so we were doing okay in terms of. We didn't trump the chaos bag, though, unfortunately, which is hard to do with a minus six in the bag. And again, key test, we pull a minus six, and suddenly we go from scenario is in our control, and we are close to finishing it, to scenario is we got attacked by the Harbinger three times, once when it moved on to us, and then twice due to the failed tests. And unless we succeed on this test, we would probably get attacked twice more this turn. And I'm not going to risk that. I'd rather just add the Doom. So we're going to reset this one, give it another try, and see if we can't beat it cleanly. And we will go from there. This has been your game of the day. This is a tough one. And unfortunately, we just got another bad pull. We'll try again, though. Remember, if you want, if there's an investigator or scenario and or scenario you'd like to see me play, fill out the survey. Link is in the description down below. Check out Anti-Markovnikov's deck over at ArkhamDB. Give it a like and a favorite if you, you can download it for your table or your TTS. And of course, if you'd like, prefer to listen to these as a podcast, check out the links in the description down below. You can sign up for the RSS feed and get them delivered right to you, or listen to them on iTunes or Google Play. So that's going to do it for this game. I'm going to reload and try this one again, and hopefully it'll go better, because I don't want to play this one over and over and over again. So until the next game of the day, I hope that you have a fantastic day, and stay safe out there. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.